She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, listening to Naturally Savvy, and it's time for Dr. Ginger, Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. Hello there, dear.
Hey, I'm so excited to talk to you guys today.
Well, I love that you're looking at what's hot in health and health news and sharing it with us. So what is going on out there, Dr. Ginger?
Well, what is hot this week is this Saturday, May 24th, on 6 continents, 52 countries, and over 400 cities across the world is the March Against Monsanto. So there's this global call to action to inform the public about what GMOs, genetically modified organisms, are, calling into question their long-term health risks and demanding that they be labeled. And if you haven't heard about this, you probably haven't turned into social media or read any naturalnews.com websites or even Naturally Savvy websites, because this is like the talk of the talk right now.
Well, I am very excited because I am speaking at March Against Monsanto Toronto. So I am really excited about the weekend.
Right. Tell us more about that, Andrea.
I'm very excited. Well, you know what? It's a huge, like Ginger just said, it's a huge march happening here in Toronto. And the great thing is it's at 11 o'clock. But the great thing is in the afternoon from 12 to 6, and from noon to 6 p.m., there is a farmer's market. And at the farmer's market, there's going to be a lot of talk, a lot of speakers, including Julie Daniluk, Rachel Parent. Yeah, so I'm really excited to be a part of it, of this movement. So I'm really happy you picked this topic to speak about.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's really important, and it's really interesting to see, I mean, Africa, India, Taiwan, Israel, Australia, Costa Rica, Austria, France, Germany, you know, the UK, Canada. It is everywhere. You know, people, consumers are up in arms about this, and I really think that this is going to make an impact. I mean, this year, this March Against Monsanto is going to be huge.
Ginger, tell us a little bit about, you know, I mean, for those of you who didn't see my segment with Jeffrey Smith on Windy City Live this week or last week, we did two great segments, one about what is the GMO and what is the, you know, why they're bad for us. And then I did a segment on how to find them on labels because they're not required to have GMOs written on a label. So tell us a little bit, for those who are listening, Ginger, talk a little bit about what GMOs are and, you know, then we can get into a little bit about how they could spot it and avoid them.
Yeah, they're genetically modified organisms. So these companies, such as Monsanto, are taking things not naturally found in nature and crossing them with other things. So we have like a tomato that's crossed with, say, a snake DNA so that the skin of the tomato can be stronger and, you know, withhold the elements better. Or we have, you know, Roundup Ready soybeans, where they've taken the soybean and crossed it with the pesticide Roundup so that when the farmers put the soybean out there, they can spray it with chemicals, with Roundup, and the soybean will grow, but nothing else will grow around it. And so it's just creating these superfoods, because they're not superfoods, but these crazy frankenfoods that are not naturally found in nature. And there have been no studies done on the long-term effects of these. And, you know, we're discovering things such as cancers and different central nervous system issues related back to GMOs. And, you know, it's kind of like, I know the health ranger said it this way, it's kind of like leaping off a cliff, you know, and not knowing, you know, leaping off the cliff, knowing that you're going to land and probably get hurt, but not thinking about that. And that's what's happening here. These companies are not thinking about what these frankenfoods can do to us long term and what they can do to our environment and, you know, our DNA.
Well, Dr. Ginger, how can we get this message across when so many people are unfortunately getting wrong information? For example, what happened last year in California, right, where they had a bill and it was going well, and then the big corporations come in and scare everybody about higher food prices, and suddenly it's, you know, it doesn't pass. What can we do? I mean, obviously talking about it here, I'm naturally savvy, but what other things can people do?
Well, I mean, you just have to know that, you know, big industry is going to manipulate, you know. If you go the way the wind blows, you're going to go the way the industry wants you to go and how they want you to spend your money. And, you know, you just have to become educated. And that's why it's so great for shows like what you all put on every week and this entire network of Radio MD and educating people on the truth about health, the truth about real food. You know, Tammy Monroe Canal, who's the founder of the March Against Monsanto, she started this because she wanted to protect her two daughters, you know, against GMOs and the threats of generational health issues, fertility, longevity. And so, you know, just talk to people who are in the know and check out websites that have a clue and, you know, just realize what industry does to manipulate you in the marketing.
Absolutely. And I also want to give big props to Windy City Live, which is ABC 7 in Chicago, who invited us out, Jeffrey and I, to speak about this topic. So, you know, a major network covering GMOs or genetically modified organisms is really exciting for us. So, and I think the tipping point is here, like Jeffrey Smith talks about all the time, is that the natural health industry, we've arrived. The tipping point has come, right? So if you walk into a natural health store, you know, chances are that the ingredients have already been converted to non-GMO, or companies are in the process of converting those ingredients. But, you know, so it, you know, generally when you buy something at a health food store, a natural product store, you should be able to find what you're looking for in a non-GMO format. I guess now what the other thing is that we want to see conventional stores coming on board as well, right?
Well, you know, the health food stores still have a long way to go. Whole Foods just announced, I believe last Friday, that they're going to require all foods to be sold to be labeled by 2018. So, I mean, we have quite a few years before that comes into play. I actually tweeted them and said, good job for that. I said, but why not go no GMO? And all they did was tweet me back and say, thanks for the feedback. So, I think that's a big step for them, but the fact that they're going to at least label it, and then people don't buy that stuff, and then they're not going to want to sell it anymore. So I guess that's kind of the transition that's going to have to happen.
Let me give you a statistic, Ginger. So, for example, we've seen that companies in the natural health segment, so natural health stores, companies who are labeling their products non-GMO are seeing a 15 to 30% increase in sales. So those companies in the natural product stores who have not yet labeled their products are going to want to see those increases in sales. So I guess, you know, we might have a long way to go, but we're pretty good in the natural product sector. What I'd like to see is, you know, conventional grocery stores following suit. Now you look at something like, a Walmart. That Walmart just launched they basically said they're going to sell Wild Oats organic product line, which is amazing, because for those of you listening, if a product is organic and it's labeled organic, it is absolutely non-GMO by nature. So even if it doesn't have the non-GMO project verified label on it, I want you to know and I want you to feel safe buying it, because it's not allowed. So anything that is grown organically is not allowed to be grown with genetically modified organisms on top of, you know, pesticides, herbicides, irradiation, and sewer sludge.
Right.
So that's something to really be to know that if you are buying an organic product, you're safe to avoid non-GMOs.
That's right. So always try to buy organic. An environmental working group, EWG.org, came out with their latest Dirty Dozen for this year, and apples were number one, along with strawberries, grapes, celery, peaches, spinach, bell peppers, nectarines, cucumbers, cherry, tomatoes, peas, and potatoes. So all those things you want to buy organic, because they have the higher concentration compared to other produce of pesticides. So apples was number one.
Now, thank you, Dr. Ginger. Andrea, where can we see that awesome clip of you on Windy City Live? If we haven't seen it.
Windy
she was
City
so
Live.
Good.
Thank you. Go to WindyCityLive.com and you could look for it there about labeling. Or you can visit Naturally Savvy's Facebook page. We did post it there too. Unfortunately, we're out of time today. Ginger, thank you so much. This was a great conversation.
March on this weekend, Andrea.
Thank you. You can follow Dr. Ginger on Twitter at the Dr. Ginger. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with my co-host Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.